feel like every time I speak, at least finishing with the choir, and then I be out of breath. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I thank the Lord, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And this morning, being in the midst of all the saints, the Lord blessed us to see another day. But that was not, we didn't know whether it was going to come or not.
Jesus.
But we are here on today, and we're grateful that for the Lord Jesus Christ, it's at his mercy.
Yes.
And his grace that he is showing towards each and every one of us on today. We thank Jesus for, I laugh, I said, because I got in the car Tuesday night. And I asked the other guys, I said, we're going to be going over a little bit more about the uttermost Jesus saved. I said, we're going to go here. He said, oh, well, what? Did you need to say something? Did you? I was like, no. He said, no, you can go ahead and say something on Sunday. You can speak. I was like, well, Lord, I guess I better learn to keep my mind. But I thank the Lord. I said, all right, Tawana, amen. Just get on up, amen. So it was just minister self, amen. But I thank the Lord about how he blessed. I thank the Lord for allowing all of you to be a part of that ordination service. It was a beautiful thing. You know, it's not something to take lightly. You know, understanding that, you know, we are partakers of the Lord's word. We are responsible for spreading his word to others that are out there so their souls can be saved and they won't be lost. And so that's what we want in the end, for people to be saved and to be filled with the precious gifts of the Holy Ghost. You know, and I thank the Lord that, because you know, you start to begin to hear the questions. Are you willing to do this? Are you willing to do that? And you have to take those things seriously. You know, because if the Lord should ever call or want you to do this, and then you got to be willing, you know, to do it. And I thank the Lord that for the mom, that it just be a part of what the Lord Jesus Christ has called for me to do. Then I thank the Lord for the title on this year, the thing for this year, to the uttermost, Jesus saves. And I thank the Lord, you know, we hear the songs, you know, we've heard them on the convocation time, the saints are singing to the uttermost, Jesus saves, and we begin to hear definitions of what uttermost means, and, you know, what it is to be saved, you know, how to be saved, you know, because that is very important.
Right.
And so if we don't get anything else, we at least need to know how to be filled with the precious gifts of the Holy Ghost. If you don't know anything else, if you don't memorize a lot of scriptures, at least know that I need to be saved. And what I need to do is to be filled with the Lord's precious gifts of the Holy Ghost. All right? Let's turn to Hebrews 7 and 25. And I ask that you bear with me on this morning. In Jesus' name, I had some stuff that's just tossing around in my head. And I said, nevertheless, amen. The Lord give you, you know, certain things. I said, well, Jesus, amen.
Yep.
You know, and as you just go on with it. But Hebrews 7 and 5, that's where our theme scripture came from, Jesus. 7 and 25, excuse me. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Right, and I thank the Lord, you know, because I, you know, when we heard this scripture, you know, I began to read some of the other scriptures, you know, and what stood out to me was the Lord Jesus Christ was the only one.
Right.
You know, and I laughed because even when Elder Rashad was down there preaching for the congregation, you know, and he said, he started to talk about it, and then he said, yeah, because Jesus, and I was like, the only one. And I, before I realized, I had yelled it out, and he turned and he was like, that's right. You know, and I was like, oh, geez, I got a little too caught up. But, you know, that thing resonated with me, you know, because I have been, like, thinking about this scripture. Like, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that cometh unto God. But we can only come to God by him, through Jesus, because Jesus is who? God. Like it says, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
Right.
He is the only one that is able to save our souls.
Right.
You know, we're living during a time where people, they don't take this thing seriously.
Right.
You know, to understand that Jesus is the only one.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Right. I kept thinking, I was like, there's nobody else.
Right.
There's no one else that can save our souls. No matter how we dress it up, what we want it to look like. He is the only one that is able to do this thing for us. And when we look up the word uttermost, and Elder Scott gave us a pamphlet, and they even gave the definitions, and I looked up some, And it was saying uttermost. What does that mean? When it says he is able to save to the uttermost.
Right.
And it says the greatest or most extreme extent or amount.
Mm-hmm.
Also being the furthest, the greatest or the highest degree.
Yep.
He is able to save us to that degree.
Right.
Like you said, to the highest degree where there's no room for anything
else
but him.
That's right.
And so when we walk around and we're not where we're supposed to be at, and we know we're supposed to be in a certain area, I'm not feeling, you know, where I need to be at in Jesus, it's our fault.
Right.
Because we got a Savior that will save me to the uttermost.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
You know, I even thought about that. I said, it's not just for the seekers, it's the saints too.
Yep.
You know, he said, because the seekers, yes, they need to be saved. And when they receive the Holy Ghost, be filled to the uttermost.
Right.
But saints, when we receive the Holy Ghost, that devil comes by and he empties out our cup.
Yes, he does.
Every now and then.
Yes,
I'm not ready. I can't be satisfied. You know how you see the saying that is the cup half empty or the half full?
Mm-hmm.
I can't be happy either way.
Right.
I don't want to know if it's half empty or half full.
Right.
I need it to be at the top.
Stop.
I need
That's
you
true.
To fill my cup
yep.
till it what? Overflow. That's
right.
where I need to be
That's
at.
Right.
Like you said, he is the only one that is able to make intercession for me.
Jesus.
He is the only one that is able to save me to the highest degree.
Right.
When I go through certain things, that's why I say the saints. Because a lot of times when we begin to go through certain things in our lives, you know, like you said, that thing starts to pour out of us.
Yes, it does.
You know, and if we're not careful, we don't keep ourselves filled up with Jesus. If we don't keep ourselves down here at this altar, not just like I was going to say, every time it's not going to always be at the altar.
Mm-hmm.
When you out there, call the name of
right,
Jesus.
Right.
You know, keep
right.
Jesus on your mind.
Right.
You know, it's not, and I had a family member, she was like, it just seems like it's just always the same thing. It's the same thing with you all. I said, yes. Yeah. There's no other way.
No
other saving
right.
name. There's no other salvation.
That's right.
It's just Jesus.
It's just
and every
Jesus.
Time you come in,
yep.
when you hear the name, it ought to do something
right.
for you. You know, you think about that when we at the altar and we were calling Jesus. And we wanted the Lord to come in and to
right.
fill our soul.
Jesus.
What did you do for him to fill you?
Right.
Did you just say, Jesus,
no.
Jesus? You cried
out.
Cried
out to the Lord.
You cried
yes.
out. While, and when the Lord knew, understood that you wanted him,
right.
he came in and he filled
in.
Your
right.
soul. Hallelujah.
Right.
You didn't
right.
get up and say, oh, I thank Jesus for the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
No. We had a praise down
right.
on the inside
That's
of us.
Right.
Because we understood somebody what filled me up.
Yep.
And I was filled to the what? Uttermost.
Right.
A lot of us said at that time, I'm ready.
Yep.
I can go back with Jesus right now.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
a lot of things had to calm you down and say, wait a minute, you got to do work.
Right.
Just be calm. Just calm down.
Yep.
He'll come and get you in due time,
yep.
you know. But like you said, when we were filled with the Holy Ghost, we got to understand what that is. When you say, I'm filled with Jesus, what does that look
what
like?
What does it look like?
I don't sit around. I don't mope around.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm filled to the uttermost.
Right. Right.
The uttermost Jesus
right.
saved.
Right.
To the highest degree.
That's right.
And when I'm at the altar, I ought to call him with the highest degree.
Yep.
Why? Because my soul needs him. Hallelujah.
Right.
I got a Savior that did this thing for me. Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. Let's go to Hebrews, and we're going to start at verse 15. And it's kind of just going into what, like, you know, those the biblical priesthood of old.
All right.
Like you said, how what they had to go through up under the law,
yep.
sacrificing for the people.
Yep.
I'm going to read some of the verses, and it says, now I'm going to start here at 15. If you get time, you go back, you can start at 11 through 14, but I'm going to start here. And it said, it is yet far more evident that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest.
Yep.
So we already had those priests of old, the Levitical priesthood.
Yep.
That they were there offering the sacrifice day in and day out for
yep.
the sins of the people. Even for them own selves. That's what the scripture said. They had to offer it for themselves and
yep.
for the people as well.
Right.
But the scripture here says it's far more evident.
Yep.
For the after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest.
Yep.
He couldn't come after the same order.
Right.
You know, he had to come after the order of Melchizedek, like you said, because he is God.
Yes.
We hear our pastor all the time talk about Melchizedek. He had no what?
Mother,
no father, no beginning, no end.
Yep.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We needed someone that was going to come and offer us life eternal.
Yes.
Those priests that was there, they could not do that.
Right.
They did the best they could
right.
offering calves and goats
yep.
day in and and day out.
Yep.
Day in and day. You could imagine what that looked like.
Jesus.
Constantly, all in and out of the holy place, just going in and out. For the sins of the people, that lets you know sin was great in the land.
Right.
We needed someone to come. Jesus said, oh, no, no, no. I can't, because we can't continue on this way. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We needed someone to come and redeem us, to help us.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And 16 said, who is made not after the law. Jesus did not come after the law or a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life.
Right.
He told me over there, he said, I know the thoughts I have towards
you.
Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Right.
What is the expected end? Eternal life with him. He has an endless life.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, he testified that thou art a priest forever. After the order of Melchizedek, that means he will never die.
Right.
His kingdom will never end.
Right.
His peace will never end.
That's right.
For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before, for the weakness and the unprofitableness thereof.
Right.
That law, like you said, it could not set, it could not make anything perfect.
Right.
It was weak. It was unprofitable.
Yep.
The people did the best they could. They kept bringing their little animals.
Yeah.
And they kept sacrificing, trying to cover sin. But it couldn't do it.
Yep.
It couldn't do it. It says 19, for the law made nothing perfect, like I just said. But the bringing in of a better hope did.
Right.
By the which we draw nigh unto God.
That's true.
And insomuch as not without an oath, he was made priest.
Right.
21 says, for those priests were made without an oath.
Right.
And so they didn't have anything to offer. They all they could do was do what they did. And that was just a sacrifice.
Yep.
And say, I'm in this position. The Lord has elevated me to this position. I thought about that even with our pastor. And all of the ministers and preachers that you see, they can only do what they can do.
Right.
They can't give themselves for you.
Right.
But they got to atone for them what? Their own self.
That's the truth.
They can't sit up like Elder Scudder said last weekend. He said, I can't have you all sit up and not make me be spiritual.
Right.
I got to be saved too. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Right.
We need someone to come and consistently, you know, could really help us.
Yes.
So, but this is with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear, and he will not repent. He does not go back on his word. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And it says, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament.
Yep.
Coming into a new agreement with us. And 23 says, and there truly were many priests.
Yep.
Because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death.
Yeah.
It was a lot of them.
Yep.
It says like, many of us that are down here, but they're going to die. They died.
They died.
They died one by one.
Yep.
They didn't have that endless life.
Right.
They had a life that came to an end.
That's
right. And he said, now what if we were still living and we had someone that was supposed to be atoning for us and he died?
And he died.
Where are we going?
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? I need a Savior.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That I can go to on my own,
right,
hallelujah,
right,
and offer myself and say, Jesus, have mercy on me, hallelujah.
Right.
Well, my life is not where it needs to be.
Jesus.
I need you to atone for my sin.
Jesus.
I need you to give me your grace and your mercy, Jesus. I need you to refill me once again to the uttermost.
Right.
I need you to fill my soul, my body, my mind.
Yep.
Like you said, he was the only one that could do this. Let's keep going. And it said, but this man, because he continued with forever. Remember, he has an endless life.
Yep.
He has an unchangeable priesthood. We can't change nothing about him.
That's true.
Like he said, I'm the beginning, I'm the end.
Yep.
I ain't got no mother, I don't have no father.
Right.
Like he told Mary, woman, you have nothing to do with me. He
didn't
say, forget mother, you are woman.
Woman, right.
Yeah, I just want to use you for a moment to bring me into this world.
Right.
But let you understand, I don't have no mother.
I have no father.
Nobody controls me.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
I'm God all
That's
by myself.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
I don't need no help. Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's the only one that can save. It says, wherefore he is able also to save them. This is where our key scripture come in. That to the uttermost, that cometh to God by Jesus Christ, him. Seeing he ever liveth to make us intercession.
Yep.
He ever lived. He ever lived.
Yes.
To this day, Jesus lives.
Yes, he does.
And when I get to this altar and I cry, I'm good enough.
Yep.
I'll understand he still lives.
Still alive.
Why? Because I'll feel him.
Yep.
I'll feel his presence.
Yep.
Those of us that are standing for the gift of the Holy Ghost, you call him, you will experience his presence.
Yes.
Like I said, when I get there, I don't got time to be worried about who's next to me. how they're praying, what they're doing. I need to get in contact with my what? My Savior.
Yes.
My Savior that never died.
Yes.
My Savior that offers me life.
Yes.
Hallelujah, yes. Jesus. Why? Because the stuff that's trying to hold me down
right
like that, it's stuff of death.
Yes.
It's stuff of death.
Yes,
hallelujah. And I need to call my Savior.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bring, like you say, break hold of that captivity.
Yep.
Get
yep
that stuff off of me.
Get
hallelujah. I've been dealing with my family.
Yep.
I've been dealing with my loved ones.
Yep.
I've been dealing with my job,
yep,
my finances,
yep,
my this, my health.
Yep.
Oh, I need to break hold of this stuff. I need to call the name of
yes
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right.
Come by, Jesus. Have mercy.
Right.
Help me. Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. His
that's
name
right
is able. Hallelujah.
That's
thank you,
right
Jesus. 26 says, for such a high priest became us.
Yep.
He became us.
Yep.
And he let us know he was holy.
Yep.
He was harmless.
Right.
He was undefiled.
Yep.
Like separate he says, he was separate from sin.
Yep.
Hallelujah. And made higher
yep
than the heavens.
Yep.
And Jesus Christ, like you said, there's no other God.
No, it's not.
There ain't no other God.
Right.
Jesus is the only God.
Yes, he is.
And you got to be careful when we get around these folks, maybe talking about the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Yep. Yep.
No, I only know one God.
I only know one God.
I got to stand for my God. Jesus said, these were my people. They were both for me. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Don't sit there and just, you know, people talking funny.
Yep.
And they talking weird. You stand up for Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's only one.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's the only one that's able to save
yes
my soul,
yes,
and you can save yours as
right
well. Hallelujah. Because
yes
obviously, if they're talking like that, they don't know who their God
right
is. And I need to help you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
By telling you who Jesus
whom
Christ is.
Jesus
thank you, Jesus.
Is.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 27 says, who needeth not daily. He didn't have to do this on a daily
yep
basis like right those other priests did.
Yep.
He didn't have to go in the Holy of Holies all day,
yep,
every day. Like he said, the offering of goats and calves.
Yep.
He says, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice. First for his own sins. Why? Because what the scriptures
sin
say, he was holy.
Yep.
He was harmless.
Yep.
He was without sin.
Yep.
He was under fire.
Yes.
So he didn't have to offer for himself.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
right
Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
right
you, Jesus. It says, and then for the people's sin.
Right.
For this he did how many times?
Mm-hmm.
One time.
Yep.
When he offered up who? Himself.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's
he
right
got up and he did it one time. That's to offer himself for the sins of every
yes
single person.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he why?
Did.
Because I got a promise for you.
Jesus.
I got a promise for you.
Yep.
Like you said, if you stick with me, you'll understand. In the end, I got an end.
Yep.
That expected end.
Right.
If you just stay with me and understand,
right,
I am able to do this. 28 said, for the Lord maketh men high priests. And have infirmities. Infirmities mean they had weaknesses.
Yep.
That's why they had to offer up stuff for themselves.
Yep.
They themselves was weak. Yep. Said, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son,
mm-hmm,
who is consecrated,
for
said forevermore.
Yep.
Jesus Christ stands that he said he wasn't just a man.
Yep.
He is our Savior.
Yes, he is.
Hebrews 9 and 12 says, neither by the blood of goats and calves,
yep,
but by
his own blood,
he entered in
once
into the holy place,
yes, he did,
having obtained what? An eternal redemption
that's right
for us.
That's right.
I don't think people understand that sometimes. Like you said, we learn what does the word redemption mean? To buy from,
yep,
and to bring from and to bring into.
Yep.
What did he bring us from? That state of sin.
Yes.
We talked about it this morning. 1 John 2,
mm-hmm,
like 15 through 17.
Mm-hmm.
What is all in the world? It's what? The lust of the flesh. The lust of
the
eye. The pride of life. That's what Adam
and
Eve brought us into. Hallelujah.
Yep.
That's the only thing that operates in
yep
this world.
Yep.
Like you said, every category that you put something in, it falls
yeah
under one of them three categories.
Yes, it does.
Most of them fall up under the pride of life.
Right.
We don't want to humble ourselves
Jesus
before the Lord Jesus,
Jesus
Christ
Jesus
and let him know, yes, I'm wrong.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank
right
you, Jesus.
That's
we
right
also read about Paul. He said, you got to identify yourself.
Yep.
There's a no good thing inside
indeed
of me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I need a Savior.
Right.
A one that never dies.
Yep.
Hallelujah. To give me life. Thank you, Jesus. He also said in John 10 and 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill,
and
to
destroy.
But I am come
that
you might have life, and that you can have it what? More abundantly. Jesus, let us know, saints, He is our Savior.
Yes,
I kept thinking about that thing. I said, He's the lover of my soul.
Right.
He is the lover of my soul. Hallelujah. We down here, people be looking for lovers of the flesh.
Yep.
Looking people, I got to have this.
Yep.
And I need a man. I need a woman.
Yep.
I need a this. And I need, you want to satisfy this. But Jesus is the lover of my soul.
Yes, he
loves my soul.
Yes.
He loves the true me.
Yep.
He's not looking what you got on the outside.
Yep.
Hallelujah. He said he wants truth from the what?
Inward
part.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
He wants you to be true, not on the inside.
Right.
Deal with the real you.
Right.
Because the real you is what's going to wake up in hell. God. Hallelujah. If we don't have this thing straight. Hallelujah. I got to tell the saints this morning, that's the part that you're going to feel.
Yep.
You're going to feel.
Yep.
And you're going to know you're there.
That's
you're
right.
Going to know why you're there.
That's
you
right.
Rejected the Lord Jesus
that's
Christ.
Right.
The only one that was able to come. And to save you to the what?
I don't know.
What does salvation imply? It applies deliverance. It applies safety, healing, preservation. I was going to do a pamphlet for us, the ones we got out there. It says Jesus is my keeper.
Yep.
He's my deliverer. All of these things are salvation.
Yeah.
He's a deliverer. He delivers me.
Yes,
out
does.
Of the nonsense.
Yes,
out
does.
Of the foolishness.
Yep.
Saints, we get caught up in a lot of stuff sometimes.
Jesus.
And we got to understand Jesus is not willing to deal. He does not want that.
No.
He's looking for a church without what? Spotted wrinkles. Someone that's true to him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Salvation implies that I'm delivered.
Yep.
It implies that I'm healed in my mind. It implies that I'm safe.
Yep.
It implies that I'm preserved.
Yes.
That I'm going to be kept. It implies that I'm sound. And all of this is from the guilt, the habit, and the dominion of sin.
Yeah.
So for the wages of sin is what?
Death.
But the gift of God is what?
Eternal
life. Through who? Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Yep.
Hallelujah. And let's admit, He is only one able
Jesus.
To save,
Jesus.
Deliver,
Jesus.
Heal me, keep me safe, keep me, preserve me, keep me sound in my mind.
Right.
Because when I go out there into the world, I need to be okay in my mind.
Right.
I need to think right. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Like I said, He will not, He does not die. He will never leave me.
Jesus.
I ain't got to worry about Him dying off.
Jesus.
He will always be there
that's
with
right.
me. Hallelujah.
Right.
All I got to do is what? Call His name.
That's
thank you,
right.
Jesus.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's move on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I wanted to bring out this point, you know, over in John chapter 6. If you can turn with me over there. Hallelujah. You know, like you said, we come to understand Jesus Christ. He saves that to the uttermost. Thank you, Jesus. And then, you know, over there, you know, He begins to speak to the disciples over there. You know, and I love this part because, like, you know, the Lord begins to try to tell the people who He was.
Yep.
I am the bread of heaven that comes down to you.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. He got just finished feeding the 5,000 with the 2 fish and the 5 loaves. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read some of the scriptures. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, I'm going to start at 38 to 42. It says, so I came down from heaven. He's speaking to them. And it says, not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me.
Right.
And it says, and this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which have given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day.
All right.
And this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have what? Everlasting life. He already let me know back then He's the only priest that could come and offer Himself and give me eternal life. You believe on Him, He's letting Him know you'll have everlasting life. And I will raise Him up in the last day. You will live with me eternally. In the last day. Hallelujah, Jesus. But then these people begin to say here.
Murmur.
And they said, it said the Jews murmured at Him because He said, I am the bread which come down from heaven. They started thinking physically.
Yep.
And this is what we do a lot of times. You know, we take the word that we hear, or we want to deal with stuff on a physical level instead of understanding what Jesus is trying to tell us. And they said, it's not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know, like it says. And how is it that that he said, I come down from heaven.
Jesus.
How can He say this thing? They didn't even look at Him or look at the miracles and things that he has performed.
Right.
And the Lord had told him, you're not coming to me for the miracles.
Nope.
You're only coming for what you can get out of me.
Yep. Yep.
You know, hallelujah.
Yep.
We don't want the Lord to look at us that way. Hallelujah. The Lord ain't just no man.
Jesus, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. No, Jesus is a Savior.
Yes, he is.
When I don't respect his word, hallelujah, yep. Jesus, when he tells me, if you are not, if you do not repent,
yep.
be baptized in my name
yep.
and receive the gift yep. of the Holy Ghost.
Yep.
When I don't do that, I disrespect him
yeah,
and his
right.
word. All I do is look at him, oh, well, I got time. You know, all you're saying is, he's just a man.
Yep.
You know, oh, he's just a man.
Yep.
You know, just like these people are saying here. And it says over here, and I'm going to go to 51 and 53. Now, my gentleman says, he says again, I am the living bread
yep.
which came down yeah, from heaven.
Yes.
If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
Yes.
Let you know again. And the bread that I will give is my flesh,
yep.
which I will give for the life of the world.
They
go to Jews again. Therefore, strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?
Jesus.
Oh, you're not talking about his flesh?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. He's letting you know, partake of me.
Me, right.
I'm eternal
life.
That's right. And you say, well, how do you turn? You know, you say, you just turn your back. You don't even come to understand
Jesus.
What the Lord is trying to offer us. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it says here, 53, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life inside of you. If you don't come in here, like you said, repent, be baptized, get over in that water. Die to sin.
Yep.
Get up and walk in the newness of life.
That's
why I have association
yep.
with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yep.
When I take on his name,
yep.
I go down in that water in the name of Jesus. I allow his blood
yep.
to cleanse me. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
If I don't do these things, he said, you have no life,
no life in you.
Romans 8 says, if many men have not the spirit of Christ,
he
is none of his. We got to get that thing in our mind and understand. I'm walking today. If I don't have Jesus and the Lord comes today, I'm lost. Hallelujah. I'm lost forever. Why?
Because
I didn't come to the one that was able to save my soul to the uttermost. I kept giving over to the things of life. I kept talking about this is happening. That is happening. This is going on. This is so-and-so. Look at me. Brother so-and-so. All of these things are just going on. And you didn't identify and say, what was the issue? What was the true issue? It's you. I'm the issue. What did Paul say? In me dwelleth for what?
No good.
Oh, no good.
Yep.
I got to get it in my mind. It's no good.
Yep.
It's the sin that dwells in me.
That
wants to be back and forth.
Yep.
Back 1 minute with Jesus.
Yep.
1 minute over here with the devil.
Yep.
Like you said, if you love the world, he told us the love of the Father.
It's not even in you.
That's what Jesus said. Life is not even in you.
Jesus.
Like you said, you either going to love one or the other. You got to love Jesus. Because you say, I can't say if I love Jesus, but yeah, I love him, but I'm doing a little of this and a little of that. I curse every now and then. I lie every now and then. I do a little of this and that. No. The love of Jesus is where?
Not in you.
The love of Jesus is not there.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Not only the love, Jesus is not there. Nothing but that. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to get this stuff together. Hallelujah.
Right,
a lot of times we said we trying to make excuses for our
right.
Jesus said, no. You will have no part of me.
Yep.
If you don't got my spirit the way I said, what did the scriptures back in Hebrews 7 say? He was what? Sinless.
Yep.
He was harmless.
Yep.
He was holy.
Yep.
He separated himself from
sin.
He might have healed them,
yep.
but he wasn't a part of
That's
it.
Right.
He sanctified. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's what we got to do. We got to sanctify ourselves.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
Let's keep going. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to start at verse 60. And it says, many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, after the Lord had told them who he was.
This is a hard thing.
Who can hear this? About you, why? Because they were in the flesh.
Right?
Yeah. They were, like you said, a lot of times, elders got to get up and he give us the word. And a lot of times, we take it to heart sometimes. We're not careful.
Yeah.
He's talking about me. They're saying this about me. He must have told somebody about this, and I went and told him that. And it'd be just the devil.
It's the pure
all
devil.
In your mind. In hallelujah.
That's you it.
Understand? Jesus is using our pastor.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. He knows what
Jesus,
you're doing.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
He can see you. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
He said, I've come to save you to the uttermost.
Right, right.
All you got to do is let go, hallelujah,
yeah,
yeah, and try me. Thank you,
right,
Jesus. But it says here, when Jesus knew within himself that his disciples murmured at him,
yeah,
he said unto them, do
does
this offend you?
You?
He said, am I offending you some kind of way? With my word?
Right.
My word.
Right.
As far as I know, I'm the beginning and the end.
Right.
I'm the first and the last. I don't got a mother, but
no.
I don't answer to nobody.
Nobody.
What I say in my word,
yes,
is what is going to happen.
That's right.
You either get with it or you're going to go, you're going to be lost. Thank you, hallelujah,
that's
Jesus,
right,
hallelujah. It says here, what and if you shall see the Son of Man sent up where he was before? And it says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. We just saw that in Hebrews 7. Those priests that couldn't do anything, all they could do was keep offering them goats and calves. I know the man who probably said, Lord, again today. All day long, all they did was sacrifice, blood everywhere. Why?
Because sin
is terrible. Hallelujah. We need somebody to come,
man,
hallelujah, clean this stuff up. Hallelujah. We needed some help. Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus. You imagine that kept going on down the line.
Yep.
Up to this day, how many times? Because we know we mess up.
Yes.
We mess up repeatedly.
Yes.
What that would look like, I got to get another calf today.
Yep.
Let me get another goat.
Animal.
Let me get another animal. And the animals are like, Lord, have mercy.
Right.
You know, ain't crying out to Jesus. The Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And why? Because it's terrible.
Yes.
It's terrible to look at.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
It says here, thank you, Jesus. That the flesh profiteth nothing.
Yep.
The words, hallelujah, that I speak unto you, they are spirit.
They are life.
He told us over in Hebrews 7. He has a what kind? An endless life.
Yes, he does.
He lives forever.
Yes, he does.
After the order of Melchizedek.
Yes.
In the beginning, when Abraham paid tithes to him. In the beginning, like you said, this is the Lord Jesus Christ has come in the flesh.
Yeah.
He said he's become, he came among us.
Yeah.
And he was holy.
Yep.
He was harmless,
yep,
undefiled, separate from sinners.
Yep.
Thank you. He let us know how you can live.
Jesus.
We can live this way.
Yes,
we can live to the uttermost.
Right.
If all we got to do is come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Let's keep going. It says here, I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. And this is where, you know, I thought about this thing. It said, some of you that believe not.
Yep.
For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not.
Yep.
Or who should betray him.
That's right.
That's us today.
Yep.
We can put it on Judas if we want.
Yep.
But a lot of us do it today.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus. We walk away.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus. And it says here, 65, and he said, therefore say unto you that no man that cometh to me except it were given unto him of my Father.
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And it says, from that time, many of his disciples, what did they do? They went back and walked
no more with him.
That's
right.
Amen.
That's
do
right.
We have that today?
Jesus.
Yes. Jesus come in, save people's souls.
Yep.
It's not enough.
Yep.
I don't have enough. I ain't getting enough.
Yep.
This is happening. It ain't going the way
Jesus,
I wanted it to
go.
So what do they do?
Walk
away. Hallelujah. You look at Jesus, oh, he's just a man.
Yep.
He ain't doing it. That's not cutting it for me. I got to go over here to somebody else.
Yep.
And see, let them prophesy over me and tell me I got to go to the palm reader. Let her tell me some stuff.
Yep.
It's not enough.
You're just
itching.
Yep.
To get something else. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
It said many of them, when he tried to tell them who he was, they just got up and
walked away.
It amazes me.
Jesus.
When people can do that, after you know and you hear the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have no respect.
No.
You get up and you gather your things and you walk right on out. Like he told the church in Laodicea.
Yep.
He said, you need a hot or cold.
Yep.
He said, you tell me you increase for good.
Yep.
You have need of nothing.
Jesus.
He said, but Jesus, look at you and all you see that you're poor, you're blind, you're miserable, and you're naked.
Yep.
You can do nothing without me. Without me, you're nothing.
That's
we need
true.
To understand that.
Jesus.
The little bit that we do out there
is
because, he allows it.
He allows.
Yeah, everything I say out my mouth, every time I shake my hip. Every time I allow a little something come out, that is who that allows it. Jesus. And he's going to judge me where? In the end. You're going to stand before him and you're going to give an account for the stuff that we do in this body. Whether it's good or bad, you're going to give him an answer.
You're
going to say, I gave you time.
Yep.
I gave you nothing but time. Like you told Abraham, told who? The rich man, like we said this morning. During your lifetime. What did you do? During your lifetime. What did you say?
Yep.
How did you act?
Yep.
How was your attitude?
Yep.
Did you get saved by the way?
Jesus.
Did you honor my word? Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus. You're going to stand before him. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And you can't give him an answer. You're not going to give him something if you, oh, Jesus. Okay. No. Brother John said a couple of weeks ago, you're not going to stand up and say, oh, Lord, have me. No, that's not the time.
No.
You're going to be judged.
Yep.
At that time, why? Because you turned your back.
Turned your back on.
It ain't good enough.
Right.
I'm going to leave again.
Yep.
I'm going to go back on out there for a little bit more. And then when something happens, I'm going to come back again.
Praise Jesus, please.
Thank you, pray for me. You put me up. All this stuff. And then as soon as Jesus come by and flash, I'm going back on out again.
Thank you.
I'm going back on out again. I'm big. I'm bad.
Yeah.
And all the while you stepping on out,
the devil is talking all in your mind.
Yep. You're going to understand there's going to come a time.
Jesus is going to catch you.
He's going to catch you. And like you said, you want to suffer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Like you said, you're going to be in your own flame. And you're going to be in torment. Like the rich man said, I'm being tormented in this flame. We talked this morning in Sunday school. Those that died, I got a cousin that died in 2006. It's 17 years later. He is still being tormented in flame. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I got both keys to hell and death. If you don't kneel before him now, you will kneel. Oh, you going to kneel.
Right.
You going to kneel.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Like you said, we ought to come to the one that can save me. I don't want my mind all over the place. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go back a little bit more. We're going to start at 67. See, the Lord also told us that then Jesus said unto the 12,
Will you also go away?
Yeah. You the 12 that's walking with me. You don't go like they do. And with the 68, Simon Peter answered and said, Lord,
who
are we going to go to? Jesus, thou hast the words of what? Eternal life.
Yep.
And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is nobody but the Lord Jesus Christ.
He is God.
What does the Peter say? Who can we go to? Who are you going to go to? You step on out in that world. You get on the phone and we be talking to people. They can't help us.
Right.
Who can we go to? Nobody but Jesus. Peter said, you have given us words of eternal life. He is the only one that can save us. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Right.
And we beg, we tell people. We like to say, you got to come on in. Come on in while you got time. We work with our loved ones. Come on in while you got time. But they keep on dibbling and dabbling. The devil blinds their minds out there. It's amazing to me. Thank you, Jesus. How the minds is just blind. We say, come on down here, call Jesus. Nobody wants to call
Jesus.
Everybody want to do something else. Like Sister Sarah said, you want to cook chicken.
Right.
You want to pay your bills. You want to cry about your back and your feet and your head. All of this stuff. But little do you know, there's a day that's coming. Do we know that day? No, we don't know that day.
Jesus.
It's coming.
Yes, it is.
Jesus Christ is greater than anything that I could put out there. He told me to cast my cares on him. For he cares for me, right? All of the things that I need, I love the part by when it says here, I think it's over in Acts 2 and 24. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, whom God have raised up, having loosed the pains of death. Why? Because it was not possible he should be holding up. Jesus can't be bound by death. Nothing of death. He is all life.
Yes, he is.
He is all life.
Yes, he is.
When I come through these doors, not even when you're here, when you're out, you're there in the street, I should be resonating life to the people.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I say I got the Holy Ghost. I say I'm seeking the Lord Jesus. My family members should see me. They should see me and say, like Brother Pendleton said one time, I thought you were saved.
Right.
They shouldn't be saying that
shouldn't
stuff about us. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus is able to save to the what?
Uttermost.
My mind can be in complete bliss with the Lord Jesus Christ if we allow it to be. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, we're not saying we're going to walk around and just be zombies and just singing and no, stuff is going to happen. But like you said, but when those things happen, I should have enough Jesus inside of me to counterattack it. Counterattack, hallelujah. Fight. Plead the blood. Call Jesus, hallelujah. When them people come and they say stuff, or whatever is going on, the sickness, as we have the saints going through a lot of sickness right now. Like I said, when that stuff comes, please, Jesus, over your mind. You may not be able to do nothing about the sickness, but get your mind
together.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Get your mind together. Hallelujah. I serve a God that lives.
Hallelujah.
He can heal me.
Yes.
But just in case he doesn't, hallelujah, I'm going to be with him. Hallelujah. We want that. Thank you, Jesus. This is what we live for, saints. Like you said, we come, we strive for this every day. Our pastor admonishes us lesson after lesson after lesson after lesson to help us to keep ourselves together.
Right.
You may joke and say, ooh, this is a lot of paper, a lot of the air, because we need it.
Jesus.
Why? Because what the scripture say in me is that is in my flesh is a what? No good. So for those that don't know no better, know no good, I need to be reminded all the time. We remember when we were kids and we didn't listen. Our mamas had to what? Beat us over and over and over. Sound a little harsher than others. It's all right, but we got the message,
right?
Like you said, we want to continue to stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. Like he tells me to seek him first. Seek Jesus first. Seek ye first. I was telling this to my loved one. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Take these words and break them down. Don't just read over them. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things that you seek, Heather, if it's in the will be added unto you. Like I said, but I got to seek after my Savior, the only one that was able to come and to offer life to me and that never died. Those priests of old, they died off. But Jesus is the only one that's able to offer me eternal life. He is not just a man. I cannot serve him. I cannot treat him that way. Every day I get up. I need to make sure I honor him with my life.
That's
and with Jesus.
When
it's time to fast, fast. When it's time to pray, pray. When it's time to call Jesus,
call his
name. Don't look at other people.
Jesus.
Don't worry. Like Elder Renum said last Sunday, like she said, if you want to keep on running with me, amen. She said, but I can't stop and deal with you. All I can do is pray for you. But like our theme is telling us this year, and we want to grab hold to that. And I know our pastor will be going more and more into it. He is my deliverer. He's my rescuer. He's my keeper. He is able to save to the utmost. When we get these thoughts in our minds, I just can't. And it just seemed like, you know, and all this stuff, and you forget. Don't forget. Don't forget who Jesus is.
That's right.
Do what's right.
Do the right thing.
That's hallelujah.
Right.
He says why? Because he's preparing his throne for what? Judgment.
Yep.
He's going to judge his people in
righteousness.
Don't be fooled by what you see, because people got to give an account for what they tell.
Yes.
We got all given account for our own stuff. Thank you, Jesus. Let the Lord, when the word comes, let it come to you and resonate in your mind. When I go amongst whoever, let Jesus be the one that's in control of my life. Let the folks know, yeah, he is able to save. Why? Because every time I see her, she's smiling. Oh, she got something good to say. Thank you, Jesus. I want that. That's what we want people to do over in Acts. I think it was Acts 2. Mm-hmm. And when Peter was preaching to the Jews over there, and he told them, you don't crucify the Lord and Savior. Yep. You don't crucify Jesus Christ. They were pricked in their heart, verse 37. Yep. They began to say, what can we do?
Yep.
Just like Peter said, where are we going to go?
Yep.
You've given us the words of
life. Right.
What shall we do to fix this thing?
Yep.
He told them in 2 and 38, what? We hear up, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And you shall receive for the remission of your sins.
Yep.
And you shall receive the gift.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Yep. We want to make sure we grab hold to our theme on this year. We want the Lord to bless us, saints. If we're not walking the way we need to walk, we need to, as you help me walk, a little bit better.
Right.
A little bit more bold.
Yes.
A little bit more, like the scripture says here with the disciples. They said, we are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, who is just in so many words, he is God.
Right.
We got to be sure of who we're serving. Don't just walk away from it today and go out and you forget who your God is. He don't give us a spirit of fear. He give us a love, joy, peace, sound mind. That's salvation.
Yes, he does.
And he said, don't be afraid. All these things. Yes, you stay away from the stuff that may cause harm. Yeah, do that. And he said, but don't be afraid to show who your God is.
Right.
Don't go out, people say, oh, God and the Lord. You right there. Yeah, God and the Lord. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. He says he is able to save his people from their sins.
Yeah.
Isaiah, I think it's 45.
Yeah.
22 said, look unto me and be ye saved,
all the ends of the world.
The world. He said, because I am God and there is none else.
Yep.
But over in the New Testament, he comes to let us know who that God is.
Yes.
Jesus. He is able to save his people from their sins. He is everything we need him to be.
That's
he is the great I am.
Yes, he is.
He said, before Abraham was, I am. And he said, who doesn't want a God like that?
Right.
I want a God that lives forever.
That's right.
I mean, to the present day. They said he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Soon as trouble start coming, people don't get caught up. Start calling Jesus.
Right.
Let that be a habit. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Make a way, Lord. Hallelujah. You see right now what is going on, Jesus. May help me, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, Elder, what is the single thing he just said? Just say, Jesus, save me.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Help me. Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus.
Right.
Deliver me from this stuff.
Right.
Hey, Elder, said it in a spiritually growth class, he said, we didn't ask for this stuff.
Jesus.
We didn't ask for a lot of things that we go through, but we got to go through.
We
just got to deal with it. We got to go through.
Yeah.
We really do. But he said, but we want to go through it with the Holy Ghost, with a Savior that is able to save me to the uttermost.
Yes.
Let Jesus Christ come in. Let him save us. There's no other salvation in any other.
Right.
There's no other name under heaven
that's
given among men. Whereby we what? Must be saved.
Yep.
Like he said, so when I go before the Lord Jesus Christ, and I don't have the Holy Ghost, and I don't have it like I'm supposed to have it, hell is my home. That's my home. I don't want to be there. You shouldn't want to be there. Like he said, simple obedience, don't die an unnecessary death.
Jesus.
Let Jesus save us to the uttermost thing. Like Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Where do I go?
When there's nobody else to turn to, who do I talk to?